Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Seavers Show. My name is Colin. That's Austin over there. Glad to be
What up?
back,
What
man.
up? It is glad to be back now that we're in two different locations now. You moving to Seattle for the people who don't know and don't follow us closely. Me just recently moving to the Denver area. It's been an exciting time. Now that we can sports gamble, this is taking things to a whole nother level as far as sports. And yeah, I suppose we should just get right into it right here. Since the first game is kicking off here today on Saturday in the next 4 minutes here, my first parlay that I'm throwing together for this weekend is a little three-legger. It's anytime touchdowns. We got Justin Jefferson, Nick Chubb, and Stephon Diggs. Reason why: Jefferson has got four touchdowns in the last six games. Chubb is second in touchdowns for running backs this year. Definitely bound to get the end zone. And when doesn't Diggs score a touchdown? He's got three touchdowns in his last four. I think this was an easy lock at +531 is where I got that locked in. Gonna let that ride. Hopefully that hits today, which I don't see no reason why it shouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, I know some of the parlays we've been doing lately, 8, 9, 11, 12 leggers that are just like you see that payout and it's like, damn, it's like I'm getting that PC tomorrow or I'm retiring tomorrow and it's like, well, one of those might be realistic down the road. These shorter leg ones kind of these are where we'll start to get more wins and yeah, those three I mean, like you said, they find the end zone quite often, and I don't see why they wouldn't find it again this weekend. Yeah, and for my kind of other parlay, two parlays both of us will have today. We'll have a NFL money line that we'll both break down in a little bit here, and then both of us are going over other parlay, which we could go into any sports. Austin just went through his three touchdown parlay. I actually have a three an anytime touchdown parlay as well. Except that mine is a nine legger. So as I'm talking about how maybe these longer ones are going to be a little bit more of a long shot, I'm looking at this list here and I'm thinking, how do these guys not find the end zone this weekend? Starting at the top of the list here, we have Justin Fields and the Bears hosting the Eagles tomorrow at 10 a.m. West Coast time. Obviously, the Eagles doing really well. They're probably going to hold the Bears to minimal scoring, but I'm looking at that Bears offense and thinking, who's going to score? The Eagles rush defense is really good. The only way I see Justin F or the only way I see them really getting any time in the end zone is Justin Fields getting it done himself. Obviously, he's going to have to get it done on his legs for this to cash, but the man's getting nearly over 100 yards per game now rushing the past couple weeks, and I think that he's going to need another game like that to kind of keep them competitive. Looking at the game below that, we got Cowboys, Jags. We got CeeDee Lamb on the list as well here. That Jaguars secondary, not the greatest in the league. Cowboys are rolling. Again, CeeDee Lamb, kind of one of those easier locks, in my opinion, to find the end zone. Next on the list here, we got Jamal Williams heading to New York. Kind of contrary to the Jags, Jets, pretty good secondary. I think that the passing game might struggle a little bit. Jared Goff might have a hard time finding his receivers to get into the end zone. If they can get into the red zone, into any goal-to-goal situation, Jamal Williams, pound it. He should find the end zone. We got Cordarrelle Patterson here as the Falcons head to New Orleans. I mean, Cordarrelle Patterson is that Swiss Army knife kind of guy. Anytime touchdown could cash on a kickoff, a punt, a run, a pass. This man does everything. I don't see why he can't find the end zone. We got next former Packer here, Devontae Adams, as the Patriots come to town. Obviously, Patriots are a stingy defense. I can see the Raiders struggling a little bit, but nonetheless, the Raiders are a pass-heavy offense. Devontae Adams is obviously Carr's number one guy. Adams has been picking up right where he left off since he left Green Bay in Vegas, and he's been getting touchdowns left and right this year. Getting to our last four here on the anytime touchdown parlay, we got James Conner as the Cardinals head to Denver. This one, I mean, somebody's got to score for the Cardinals. Obviously, Murray's out. You got Colt McCoy, Colt McCoy in. They're gonna rely on the run game a lot again, just like the Jets. That Broncos secondary is really good. So they're gonna rely on the run game. James Conner, if they can get into the red zone, they gotta pound him into the end zone. Last couple ones here. We got Bengals Bucks. I'm taking Mike Evans to find the end zone. Tom, coming off that piss pounding in San Francisco last week, you know he's gotta be fired up. He's gonna get the boys to rally. I could see him finally him having a season best day tomorrow, despite the Bengals being as good as they are. No disrespect to them, but Tom is Tom. You know he's going to have a bounce back game, and I think Mike Evans is going to be a part of that. Last two here, we got Titans Chargers, King Henry. This almost feels like a lock every single week, whether you put him on a 10 legger, you put him by himself, he's always cashed for us. I'm not going to bet against him until he doesn't find the end zone for us. And then lastly, here we got Sunday night game, an NFC East matchup, Giants Commanders. Saquon, I know last week he struggled to find the end zone. I think he found it late and kind of some garbage time for us. I think this week he's going to, for the Giants to kind of get back on track. I know they've been slipping lately. They had a great start to the season. I think that they need to get Saquon the ball a little bit more. And I think this is a game that he pops off. So we got a nine legger here.
I just want to repeat it back just to make sure I got it here. Justin Fields, CeeDee Lamb, Jamal Williams, Cordell Patterson, Devontae, James Conner, Mike Evans, Derrick Henry, and Saquon.
Correct. You have the odds on that? I was just about to pull it up.
Plus 49,334.
Okay. Yeah.
So I think $1 wins 494.34.
Yeah. So obviously a lot of guys got to find the end zone, but when I was putting this together, kind of looking at these matchups for the week, looking at these guys, the seasons they're having, whether it's they're constantly finding the end zone and looking at the team they're playing and thinking, oh, that secondary is not good or that run defense isn't good. Or for instance, like for Mike Evans, Tom's coming off a bad game. The Bucks are coming off a bad game. They're going to look to bounce back. So yeah, I obviously nine legger. We'll see how it goes. But yeah, I like all these guys finding the end zone this weekend.
We throw in one on that?
Yeah.
Okay. It is placed before the odds change.
Awesome.
Because they were moving up and down like during it, and they ended up exactly where they started. A couple of them changed, but they ended up where they started.
I saw that as I was looking over at the odds here. There's just like, it was constantly refreshing. Numbers were changing. It's just like, geez. But when that money's flowing in, they got to keep changing these odds.
Yeah, absolutely. And then that just takes us right into our NFL section for tomorrow. We're each throwing down a money line parlay. And yeah, let's start it off with the first game that kicks off tomorrow with the Kansas City Chiefs and the Houston Texans. I got the Chiefs. I'm taking them money line. I'm not taking them to cover just because it is the Texans. Look what they did to Dallas last week. If you underestimate them, they can hang in the game. Granted, they're not going to beat the Chiefs, but 14.5, that's a lot.
Yeah, anytime you're getting to double digits in the NFL, I mean, that's college spreads. Those are hard to do. Obviously, if they're on it, like, good for them if they cover, but that's I mean, look at what was last week. Cowboys-Texans. Cowboys were 17.5-point favorites.
Yeah.
And they won on those, out at the end.
They were losing 59 minutes and 30 seconds in the game.
Right.
So then, on to the next game. You taking the Chiefs as well, I would assume?
Yes. If
that's one of yours?
Yeah.
Sounds good. And did you just take them money line or spread?
I took the money line just because.
Okay, because like, I'll slowly add yours here while we're doing it since I already placed mine.
Okay.
So then, perfect. So in the next game, The brand new Lions. For those of you who follow the Pat McAfee show, they've got all the buzz. They've got me hook, heart, line, and sinker. I pick the Lions straight up money line, even though they are dogs on the road. Zach Wilson coming back into a hostile environment when he knows the stadium doesn't even want him to play, the teammates don't even want him to play, and you have the Lions who are gunning for you. I think the Lions blow them out in this one. I'm taking a money line, but I think they win by more than three.
Yeah, I didn't I kind of stayed away from that game just because you look at the odds, it's minus one plus one the other way, and then the money lines are Lions 105, Jets 115, to where it's like even the sports books like, yeah, this game could be a 1 point game, could be a last second field goal. I think it could be a shootout. If Zach Wilson is like, okay, I'm not squandering this opportunity, I'm gonna try to win my spot back, he could show up, and then it could be a barn burner. But yeah, I think like you said, Lions are hot right now. I'm riding that train as well. I just don't have them on my parlay in this case, just because I could go either way with one of those teams.
I know this is a little bit of a sidebar here, but what do you think the Jets do if Zach Wilson does come back and win?
I mean, it's
Your playoffs are still alive. You're
yeah.
still in it.
I
Mike
mean,
White's everybody. It clearly seems like Mike White is the favorite in that organization.
yeah, but you got to go with who's winning and who's healthy at the moment. I mean, just like hockey, you get to the playoffs, your guy who won you 90% of your games all season takes a shitter at the end of the year. Backup comes in, wins 9, 10 games straight. You're going to stick with the guy who's hot. So if Zach Wilson can come in, win this game, maybe Saleh's like, all right, I'll give you another shot. Next, like, and he goes boom, 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 and wins out. Like, I think that Zach Wilson realizes this is his last chance to kind of win over that team, win over that fan base. Otherwise, he's right on the bench getting traded. Like, who knows what his future is? Sadly, only a couple years into his career, can't stay healthy, hasn't had the best numbers. I think it's a do or die situation for him. So I don't know. I guess we'll see what he's made of. Either he's gonna crumble under pressure like we've seen him do, or he has stepped up when he's needed to as well. And which again is why I kept this game off my parlay, just for those reasons, because it's like I love the Lions, but also it's like when you put a guy in a corner like Zach Wilson is right now, we're gonna see what he's made of, and he might. It could be a blowout the other way. We have no idea.
Yeah, and that's the reason why I picked against him as well. Zach Wilson in clutch games. He's got like 12 picks over the course of his career.
Oh,
So, seems to struggle when the lights are bright
right.
and you're playing against a team that's fucking hot right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
It's definitely gonna be a fun game to watch when they release late tomorrow.
definitely. Then over to the next one. We got the Pittsburgh Steelers taking on the Carolina Panthers. Do you have this one on yours?
I don't. I stayed away from
Okay.
this one as well.
All right. Well, I'm gonna hop in here. Pittsburgh doesn't know who their starting quarterback will be at this time. TJ Watt banged up. They also lost a defensive end for the year. Carolina Panthers in the driver's seat of the division. They're playing to win. Sam Darnold is playing very well for the Carolina Panthers. I don't know if that's a surprise, but we've seen him do great things when he was with the Jets up until they decided to cut bait with him. I'm taking Carolina here. They have a lot to play for, as kind of the Pittsburgh Steelers really don't. Their season's kind of over already. Yeah, I'm taking Carolina money line for that reason. Is that they're still in this thing?
Yeah, like you said, they're in control of their destiny. The Panthers win out the rest of the season. They win the South. They're in the playoffs.
Yep.
And right now, just because the Bucks are currently in first place at 6-6, so that just goes to show if you're in the NFC South, you have to win your division to get in the playoffs, because you're not getting in as a wild card otherwise. So you know that all these other teams are I mean, the Falcons as well, they're still in the mix. But yeah, this game was, yeah, I kind of stayed away from this game just because, as much as, I mean, being a Seahawks fan now, watching the Panthers absolutely piss pound the Seahawks with the run game last week, I kind of was like, all right, the Panthers are a team. Sam Darnold looks good. The Steelers are the Steelers, and Mike Tomlin has yet to have a losing season in his career as a coach. So I think that he's going to be looking to kind of keep that streak alive. Not that that's waning in his mind. He just wants to win football games. He doesn't care about records or whatever it might be. I mean, as the spread suggests, it's only a 3-point favorite towards the Panthers right now. I think it could be a close game, and when it's kind of a coin toss like that, I just both neither of these teams impressed me. So it's like both teams could be a shitter, both teams could do well. I'm just staying away from that one on this parlay.
All right, sounds good. Well, then to the next one. We have America's team and the Dallas Cowboys heading down to Duval to take on the Jacksonville Jaguars. Who do you got in this one if you took this one?
Yeah, this is one I'll jump in on. Yeah, so looking at this one, obviously, Jaguars are the home dog, 4-point underdogs. Obviously for good reason though. Cowboys have been playing well. They're still playing for a high seed. Eagles clinched playoff berth, so we wonder if they kind of let off the gas here and leave the door open for the Cowboys to come up and take the lead. They're only 2 games back, I believe. Yeah, they're 10-3 and the Eagles are 12-1 or 11-1. I know they only have one loss. But yeah, I for this game I got Cowboys money line. Even though it's -205 at the moment. Obviously, we'll see once we lock these in but it looks like right around that 200 mark is where they're going to be at. Yeah, I think that the Cowboys are rolling here. As we've talked about in our own conversations of just kind of who we think is going to come out of the NFC. I mean, Cowboys, Eagles are really the two teams that really impress me right now. I don't think the Cowboys keep it as close as they did last week, although the Jaguars, I don't think their defense is what's going to get them there. I think Trevor Lawrence is going to have a day. And again, he's kind of like Zach Wilson in that way of in big games, he pops off, he'll have a 3-4 touchdown day. Dude looks amazing. And then against another team, he'll have two or three picks. So I think it's going to be one of those two or three pick kind of days that Cowboys defense is going to get after him. But yeah, we'll kind of see how, I guess, how it shakes out. But I think the Cowboys win it regardless. Could be close. Could be the close to that 4-point mark that the odds are saying right now. But I think it's going to be way more than that.
Yeah, I'm going to disagree with you on this one. I got Jacksonville Jaguars at home, taking them money line. Reasons being, Jacksonville, it seems like Trevor Lawrence has found his game. Obviously, we knew that he could win in college. He won a national championship as a true freshman, never lost a game through high school, all that, yada, yada, yada. We heard it all. He gets to the pros now. Obviously, he's going to have his little bit of a struggle. Look at Josh Allen. I'm going to compare him directly to Josh Allen. Struggled the first 2 years, third year, turned it on. We're kind of seeing that right now with Trevor Lawrence. He is turning it on. Their offense is high flying. They give up the fourth fewest sacks in all football. Their defense is middle of the pack, playing tremendous as of late. And their offense is going down there and scoring. Another reason why I picked the Jags in this one real quick is they have nothing to lose. Cowboys have everything to lose with this game. If they lose this game, this starts their spiral. They have
Right.
four, they could lose out if they lose this game. They need to win this more than they need to win any other game this year. They need this one. And for Trevor being a mobile quarterback, Dallas not getting after the quarterback as well as they did earlier in the season as of late. I feel like Parsons is getting a little gas. I feel like he's gassed, man. I feel like they emptied his tank the first quarter of the year. They're having a hard time coming up with sacks here late late in the year. And Jacksonville at home, flying high down at Duval. Give me the Jags.
Sounds good.
The next game, we have Arizona, or excuse me, the Eagles and the Bears. Obviously, I feel like this is kind of like a no-brainer game. Eagles have been dominant all year long on the road. Might get a little bit of rain, which even favors the Eagles more for the ground and pound. Eagles, no-brainer.
Yeah, same. Yeah, I got them in my parlay as well here. Obviously, not great odds for the parlay at -390, so right around that -400 mark. But yeah, I don't see the Bears both sides of the ball. Justin Fields doesn't play defense, and he's the only guy who's been balling for them this year, and one guy can't get it done.
Agreed. And then heading over to the next game here, we have the Atlanta Falcons heading down to New Orleans. Did you pick this game?
I did. And this one, this is the only one that I was kind of, that even though it was kind of a back and forth one for me in the end, I picked the Falcons on the road here.
I did as well.
At +170 road dogs. Again, Falcons, Saints, Panthers, Bucks, all right there. All of them still have a shot to go win the South. Obviously, the Panthers and the Bucks have the best odds and the easiest way to get there. But nonetheless, I just think the Falcons have more offensive firepower and can get it done. The Saints have been struggling recently to score points. I think the Saints defense might be able to keep them somewhat close in this one. But again, you look at that Falcons offense, you got Cordell Patterson, Pitts, you got
rookie quarterback who's playing very well.
Yeah. Or Mariota, he's not in there anymore.
Nope.
Who's their quarterback now?
Shit, what's his name?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. What's his name?
Brett Rippin.
No, that's Broncos.
Then it was Colt McCoy, excuse me.
He's on
no,
the.
Yeah, I clicked the wrong game, dude. My bad. Desmond Ridder, excuse me.
Oh, Ridder. Yeah, duh. I don't know why.
And dude's very good. If Jameis was playing for the Saints, I would have taken the Saints, but because he's not, that was it for me.
Right. Yeah, I just don't like how the Saints are playing lately. Their offense can't really do anything. They're relying on their defense as they always do. And I think that the Falcons, they're kind of the only road dog this week that really enticed me to take them. So yeah, that's why I went with them.
Next, Cardinals Broncos.
Cardinals Broncos.
Did you pick this one?
Yes, I did. And
I got the home team at home.
Yeah, I got the Broncos as well. I really liked how they showed up last week against the Chiefs. Despite Russ going out, he did clear concussion protocol. Words are hard. So Rippin, the guy who we just mentioned a minute ago, he will get the start. However, I think that it's going to be the defense, as it always has been this year. Cardinals are banged up. Murray's out. They're just
their team is a dumpster fire.
Yeah, they're spiraling out of control. Broncos, they got a taste of what it feels like to beat a team finally. Obviously, they have a couple wins on the year, but it's been a while since they've been able to find the win column. I think they get it done this weekend at home against the Cardinals team that is just hard knocks. Is that a hard knocks curse in season? Seems like last year, Colts, same thing. As soon as that in season started, they spiraled out of control and they missed the playoffs. Cardinals look like they're going to be the same. But yeah, I like the Broncos at home in that one.
Sounds good. Then we have the Patriots heading to Vegas.
Patriots heading to Vegas. Yes, I got that one as well. I got the Patriots on the road. Yeah, the Raiders are again one of those teams. They've blown so many double or two possession, three possession leads. They can't I think that they're kind of realizing very quickly that they're very much out of the mix and that they're preparing for next year. However,
And if I do recall,
the
sorry.
Patriots are still in the mix in the AFC wild card race, so they have a lot to play for. They've been playing well. They're coming off of a big win against the Cardinals on Monday Night Football, right? That was the Monday night game last week, I think.
Yeah, Patriots won. Yep.
Yeah, so they're coming off a big win. I think that they get another win on the road against a Raiders team that hasn't found their identity yet this year.
Agreed. And I do believe Bill Belichick is undefeated coaching against his former coaches that have been on his coaching staff.
That sounds like a Nick Saban stat. Minus Jimbo Fisher.
Then, late afternoon game, Bengals going down to Florida to take on the Bucks. I took Joey Cool in this one. Bengals are flying so high. Tampa's in such a disastrous spot right now. All the stuff this week coming out about Tom changing game scheme in the middle of the game, not refusing to answer the question, which is so uncharacteristic of Tom. All the noise of him going to Vegas after the season's over. This team is just a total disaster. Bengals, light them up.
I am doubling down. Last week I picked the Bucks and they got piss pounded. I'm staying in Tom's corner on this one. Home dogs plus 165. Like I said, I could see Tom having a season day. He knows he has been playing well. He
Even if
knows
he does, though, what is their defense going to do?
I don't know. If
That's been their problem.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well, both sides of the ball have been the problem, but if Tom is on it, at least they have a chance. And that's kind of what I'm riding on this week is Tom showing up, having a 3, 4, 5 touchdown day, finally. Yeah, he needs to have a day both for himself and to keep this team in the mix in the NFC South, because otherwise they're leaving the door open for the other three teams.
So we have the Titans and Chargers here in the late game in the afternoon tomorrow. Who do you got in this one?
This one, big AFC matchup, for the South and West teams of Chargers and Titans here. I got the Chargers at home. Despite both offenses having the potential to put up a lot of numbers, I think that the defenses are kind of gonna take a backseat to this one. So this will be a fun game to watch in the late one of the later slates tomorrow afternoon. Yeah, I just think that the passing offense of the Chargers is going to be too much for the Titans. And again, like I say before, on some teams, Derrick Henry doesn't play defense. He's all that the Titans really have right now. They're kind of slipping as well. They haven't been playing great lately. It seems like when the calendar turns to December, the Titans either show up and play great, or they start to slip. And looking at the last week or two here, they've been slowly starting to slip more and more. And going into the Chargers, who play really great at home, seem to play really well in primetime games. I'm taking Herbie on this one.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you on this one. Herbert looked the best we've ever seen him play the last game that we saw, putting the ball wherever he wanted to. That offense is soaring right now. Mike Vrabel, all the questions with him leaving. Is he going to go Ohio State, take the coaching job? Is he leaving? Is he leaving? Ever since their offensive coordinator got fired, or was it their assistant GM? Somebody within their organization got fired. Once that happened, it seems like this team has slowly started to fall apart one week at a time. Tannehill, when you need him to sling the rock, I've seen him do it once, and I was at the game when he did it against the Packers. I've never seen him do that in his career otherwise. I don't think he's going to do it in the dome against the Chargers. Chargers, just too much to handle for him. And then we follow up with the Giants and the Commanders, Sunday Night Football. I know you stayed away from this one. I took the Washington football team to win this game. Giants seem to be struggling as of late. Obviously, not getting OBJ to their squad definitely might have some sort of impact. I know Saquon and a couple of the key leaders really wanted to have him on the team. Looks like he's going to be joining America's team. Obviously, we could talk about that whenever we get to that segment. But I really believe in Taylor Heinicke. He reminds me of a fucking Brett Favre. Guy goes out there, slings the rock, doesn't really care. This team's been playing great. Chase Young is to make his season debut. That's a huge cornerstone piece that they've been missing on that D-line. This team is coming into full form right now. Give me the Commanders.
Yeah, if I get, yeah, I stayed away from this one just because both teams have a lot to play for right now. The Giants and Commanders both have the last two
wild card spots.
Yeah, so both of them have a lot to lose and a lot to gain, to where a loss could knock one of them out, a win could leapfrog the other team. So and it's a division rivalry, so you know that there's going to be a lot of tempers flying, and it's Sunday Night Football, so it's kind of a storybook kind of writing here on the wall for them. And they just played 2 weeks ago, so it's kind of funny how they tied 2 weeks ago 20-20. Neither of them could get the edge. You know that both of them are pissed off about that, so it's going to be a fun game to watch. But yeah, I that one, I couldn't come up with a winner for that one, so I stayed away from that one this week.
And then I ended up tagging Monday night's game into my parlay for tomorrow's games. Raj at home in December when it's cold. Baker Mayfield coming there, making his start for the Los Angeles Rams. Packers, this is a must win. Rams season's over. Packers, a must win. I took Packers money line. They have to win this game. And all indicators seem like they're starting to come together. Granted, it could be too late for them to make the postseason, but I don't care. I'm picking them to beat the Rams tomorrow or on Monday.
Yeah, and I mean, it started Thursday night. They needed a Seahawks loss, and that happened. So that they checked that one criteria box. Now they just need either.
They're going to get it, and they're going to get more help with the Giants and the Commanders. One of those teams is going to lose.
Unless they tie again.
Unless they tie again, and that would be unreal, absurd.
Yeah, because
that would hurt them both.
Yeah, them tying 2 weeks ago hurt the Packers, because one of them taking a loss would have been better than a tie. So if they do it again somehow, yeah, that would just. But I mean, it'd be cool to see the Packers obviously run the table as we've seen them do in the past. It seems like the Packers, when they barely sneak into the playoffs, nobody's really talking about them. That's when they get the hottest. And as we saw back in 2011, that's when they went and won it all. Obviously, they don't look like that team right now. But when you have, I mean, you got Raj, anything's possible. The defense figures things out. When they play up to their capabilities, they're a top five defense, in my opinion. When they play how they're supposed to, at all three levels, they have guys. They got guys who get after the quarterback. You got Devondre Campbell in the middle, and then you got two or three guys in the secondary who can hold it down. If everybody can show up, whether it's each guy individually doing their part, or it's the coaching kind of figuring out the hiccups that they got to figure out. Regardless, the bye week, hopefully they all got healthy. I think the only guy that on the 53-man roster who didn't practice was Bakhtiari, because he had his appendectomy surgery, and it looks like he's questionable to return the rest of the season. So obviously that's going to be, I mean, I'd say him being out would hurt, but it's like they played well enough without him, and it seems like when he comes in, he's not really doing a whole lot, and which sucks to see. He was obviously arguably the best left tackle in football before he got hurt last year, and it seems like he might never get back to that again. But yeah, I didn't add that one to my parlay. If I would have, though, I would pick the Packers as well.
Yeah, so that's kind of what we got riding for our individual bets here. And now for you live, we're throwing together the Sunday Seaver 7.
Let's do it.
So I think let's take Chiefs money line for one of them. I think that's a lock.
Yep, I agree with that.
Eagles money line over the Bears, lock.
Yep. Do we want to add?
I know you're not heavy. I know you're not heavy on this one. But so we'll just stay away from it because of
well, which one?
We're the Bengals over the Bucks.
What a do you think Bucks can cover?
I do think it's possible, but the way Cincinnati's been playing, though, they've just been scoring. In Tampa, when's the
Well,
last time they've got more than 13 points? Week one.
yeah. Well, let me put it this way, because I think Tom's gonna ball out just because he's due for it. I agree the Bengals have been hot. If Tom can have a 3-4 touchdown day, Joey Burrow holds up his end of the bargain. Over under is 45 points. Do you think that goes over? I could see that going over in the first half.
I could as well. I could as well.
So
should we if, go over?
Yeah,
over
let's take the over on that game.
Okay. I was Lions and Jets. Their over under is 43.5. The Lions score like 30 points a game.
Yeah. I like that as well. Yeah, 43.5. Let's do the over on that.
I mean, as nice, as easy as it looks to be like Cowboys, Jags over 48, both of those defenses could play tight.
Right, right. I'm trying
I
to
mean,
think.
Chargers Titans almost seems like an over 46.5. They don't play D. No team plays defense.
Yeah.
You know, what did the Giants and Commanders tie at last time?
2020. So it's hilarious that the over under is 40.5. I know. I was just looking at that game and I saw the same thing. I was like, they know what they're doing by making that 40.5 because last time they played.
Do you think that goes over? Last time, I feel like the score was so low because it was like sleeting raining. The last time they played, it was 2020.
Yeah.
Sunday night, prime
But
time,
you're
big
banking
lights.
on Taylor
One team to hit
Heineke
21
and
and one team to hit 20.
Daniel Jones to show up.
Or Saquon Barkley to fucking have himself a night.
Yeah.
I think that could go over, honestly. I could see like a 27-23. And that's 50.
Yeah. Yeah.
True.
Yeah, let's do that. Because I was thinking, yeah, I was looking at the other like odds for that game, and none of the other ones kind of jump out at me. I like the over at -110 on that. And then do we? Oh, never mind. That's Monday night. I was just gonna say, do we throw Packers on there? But that's not Sunday. Shoot. What about Patriots Raiders? I know we don't like to take the under too much, but do you think both of those teams can score more than 45 points combined?
So it'd be a 21-24. I'm going to go the under. I like that call.
Just because the Patriots offense struck.
And their defenses, they don't give up a lot of points.
Yeah, both defenses like to keep it close. Mac Jones and Matt Patricia seem like they can't get along. They can't get on the same page.
For the last pick, you want to go Chargers money line?
Sweat it out Sunday Night Football to win it all. Let's do it.
Well, that'd be Commanders, Giants, that one. It was Sunday night. But Titans,
oh.
Chargers is the afternoon.
Yeah. Never mind. Yeah. So I like Chargers money line.
All right.
What do we have for odds on that?
2,934. We're gonna go two to win 60-69.
I like it. Awesome. Well, yeah, so that's going to wrap up our first episode here. Kind of going forward, this is what our episodes are going to be like every week. We're both going to bring a couple parlays to the table, and then we're going to throw together our Seaver 7 for you guys. You can find all these parlays on DraftKings Sportsbook. You can find us, The Seaver Show. Is that the name of our page?
Yep. If you go to the betting groups, The Seaver Show, you can find all of our bets right there. They're posted every time that we place one. They're uploaded there. So feel free to follow our group. Chat along in the comments. Let us know if you're riding along our bets or if you have any insight. Let us know. This is kind of the one part about sports gambling that is the best is because everybody's a genius when you win.
Right. Yeah, sounds good. We'll see you guys next week. Be sure to check out all of our socials as well. You can find us on Instagram. We're on YouTube as well. We have a Twitter if you want to go follow it. We don't really post much on there. But yeah, you can find us on every social. And if you want to listen to us instead of watch us, Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, all that stuff, you can find us over there. We appreciate you guys, and we'll see you next time.